Good morning. The cool front that brought a bunch of rain to the area last evening is now sweeping off the eastern seaboard, and a northwesterly breeze is kicking in. Still, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a bundle of energy associated with some leftover moisture will pivot through during the first half of the day today. This will keep off and on showers in the forecast and certainly a lot of clouds through the early to mid-morning hours, with things starting to dry out during the middle of the day. We'll have more in the way of sunshine as high pressure will build in later this afternoon. Still, though, with that gusty northwest wind at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour through the day, high temperatures will struggle, in some cases staying in the 40s and lower 50s. Skies will clear out tonight as high pressure continues to build in. It'll still be breezy and rather chilly for this time of year as lows go back into the 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a good amount of sunshine tomorrow with high pressure in control, although still a stiff northwest breeze keeping a chill in the air. It'll be more comfortable with more sun, but high temperatures still a few degrees short of average and staying in the middle and upper 50s. A couple of weak disturbances will head our way Friday and into the weekend. This will keep clouds around on Friday afternoon and even into Saturday. Some sunshine breaking through, but also the risk of a few passing showers from time to time. Highs for both Friday and Saturday will be in the lower 60s. Behind these disturbances on Sunday, we'll go back to dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds, although a touch cooler with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it looks dry to start the week next week with temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the central and southern plains. In Nebraska and Kansas, storms will develop along a southeastward advancing cold front. Beneath moderate to strong mid-level winds, a few supercells will form, producing severe hail. With largely unidirectional wind profiles and undercutting nature of the cold front, this convection should quickly organize into clusters and short line segments. Severe hail and wind will be possible into the evening, with intensity waning overnight toward the Missouri Valley. Farther south into Oklahoma and Texas, scattered discrete thunderstorms will form along a dry line late into the afternoon and early evening. Initial activity should consist of high base supercells with large hail and isolated severe wind gusts the primary hazards, though during the evening, wind shear will increase as the flow strengthens and the potential for a few tornadoes will develop. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Ghazvan, Iran, at 1 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light freezing drizzle and fog and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 9 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 36. 71% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 24, and the barometer at 29.56 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, and Laredo, Texas, to a low of 21 at Wasatch, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy in the upper 50s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo windy with showers and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 60, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 1.07 inches for the month, which is 1.27 inches below normal, and 9.58 inches for the year, which is 0.76 inches of liquid precipitation below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 387, that's 28 below normal, and 6,651 for the season, which is 363 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 87, set in 2007 and in 1902. And the record low, 26, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m. 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cool today, with passing showers from time to time and highs in the upper 40s. Gradual clearing tonight, still breezy, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Gradual clearing tonight, still breezy with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy and cool today with passing showers from time to time and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Gradual clearing tonight, still breezy with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid 50s. Gradual clearing tonight, still breezy with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Gradual clearing tonight, still breezy with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, still chilly in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower possible Friday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Saturday around 60. A mix of sun and clouds for both Sunday and Monday, upper 50s, and a chance of showers Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, back into the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.